I'm going to call the meeting to order. We're running a little late. And I want to have the members here at the front introduce themselves. So starting with myself, I guess, I'm a county board supervisor representing a portion of Pleasant Prairie. I've been a supervisor for 24 years, and I have chaired this committee in the past in the course of those 24 years, as well as many other committees. So that's my story. Supervisor Decker?
I'm Supervisor Decker from District 22, which is Silver Lake, parts of Salem, parts of Wheatland, parts of Brighton, and Randall. And this is my third term on the Kenosha County Board, and I have been on this committee since I was elected.
I'm Mike Gable. I'm the County Supervisor from District 4, which is the north side of Kenosha. This is my second term as a supervisor. I skipped one, and I've been on this committee before and again.
I'm Eddie Carondo. I'm going to be a junior at Wasosha Central High School next year, and this is my first term as a youth in governance.
I'm Madeline Artek. I'm going to be a senior at Wasosha Central High School. This is my second term as a youth and governance member, but my first term on this committee.
My name is Ben Feeblecorn. I'm a senior land use planner with the Department of Planning and Development.
I'm Supervisor Mike Skolitsky. I represent the 19th District, which is half of Summers, all of Paris, most of Brighton, and a good portion of Bristol.
My name is Greg Retzloff. I'm supervisor number 15, which is all of Summers, except for the part that Mike has. This is my first term.
I'm April Webb. I'm the administrative secretary for the planning office.
All right. The two young people from high school, they're actually part of a program that we started about 4 years ago from the committee that preceded this, which was the University Extension Education Committee. And basically, it's a program where two high school students apply and go through a process, and they sit on various standing committees of the county board. They get to ask questions. They actually get to vote. It's a kind of an advisory vote, but it's kind of a learning experience for them, and the only codicil is they can't run against any of us eventually when they're old enough.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. That's a joke. The way the program, the way this works here, Ben will read into the record what the petition is that we're about to talk about. The petitioner will be asked to come forward and explain to the committee what they want to do with their request. The committee may ask questions of the petitioner. And then after the questions of the petitioner are done, we'll ask, and I need to ask two times, if there's anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor of the petitioner. And then after that, I'll ask if there's anybody in attendance that would like to speak against the petition. And after that, we'll close the public hearing portion of that, and then there will still be opportunity for the committee to ask questions. Ben will tell us the town recommendation, and at some point we'll make a motion on the item and make a recommendation to the county board if that's appropriate, or if it's something that the committee doesn't have to refer to the county board, we'll still have a motion on it. So I just want to let everybody know sort of how it all works, and with that, we'll begin with Ben. You know, I think we have to with the postings and then the agenda items.
Yes, let the record show that all items on tonight's agenda were published in the Kenosha newspaper as a Class 2 notice on the dates of June 26th and July 1st, 2014. First things first, items 7, 10, 11, 12, and 13 will be tabled. These petitions have yet to make it through their local town boards and receive a recommendation. If we'd like to hear a motion tabling, so we can do now.
I make a motion to table items 7, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Gable to table the 7, 10, 11, 12, and 13 till the next meeting. Anybody on the question? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the members of the committee?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, those items are tabled, then we will start with number 8.
Correct. Item number 8 reads as follows: Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Eric B. Rose, Wheatland. Eric B. Rose, 39900 60th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, owner. Jennifer Brown, 39900 60th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, agent. Requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from suburban density residential to commercial on tax parcel number 95-4-219-314-031. Located in the southeast quarter of Section 31, Town of Wheatland.
All right, is the petitioner here? If so, would you please come forward to the microphone, state your name and what your plans are? If there are plans?
Hi, my name's Eric.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Eric Rose.
You can sit down.
Thank you. And seeking to get the comprehensive plan changed to, so we can rezone the corner where our farm market is to, from A3 to B2, I think, to requesting business zoning.
Ben, you want to kind of explain a little more about that?
Sure. This petition and the one after it, it's my understanding was a result after just a basic informational meeting held between you, Sheila Siegler, the Wheatland Town Clerk, and our planning staff regarding future use of the property. It's quite a mainstay, I guess, on the west end in terms of businesses that have been around. And it's basically a retail shop right now. So what we're doing here is rezoning it to the B3 Highway Business District, which is the corresponding zoning district for this type of use. And this will set the property up nicely for any future plans, if any, to expand or redevelop the site. The current zoning on the property right now, which is the A3 ag-related manufacturing, warehousing, and marketing district, is more of a raw materials type zoning district used for mills and just the dirtier side of farming, I guess. You get your pretty dirty mushroom farming, I'm sure, but this is a retail facility, so.
You might want to explain the what's part of, additional construction?
Yes. The A3 zoning on the property, you'll notice, is the same zoning district classification as the actual farmstead on the north side of Highway 50. Back in, I believe, Aaron, you said it was the early 2000s, Highway 50 was realigned in this neighborhood, and it came to split the subject property. So that's one of the reasons why the A3 zoning is left as a remnant on the south side of the intersection here.
Right. All right, thank you. Anything else? I think I had Ben help you out there a little bit. Is anybody here that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody here that would like to speak in favor? Pardon?
Am I allowed to as the agent?
Yes, you could come to the microphone and state your name and why you're in favor of it.
My name is Jennifer Brown. I'm in favor of it. I've worked there for 17 years. And we're just looking to be able to expand, not really the building itself, but just what we're able to carry. Right now, we're not allowed to have a liquor license, and we would like to have a small area for beer and wine. So this would allow us to just have a little bit more for our customers coming in. So that's why I'm in favor.
I bought sarsaparilla there, but no beer yet.
What's that?
I've bought sarsaparilla there.
Yeah, that stuff's good, yeah.
Anybody else that would like to speak in favor? Anybody else that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anybody that would like to speak against this petition? Anybody that would like to speak against this petition? Seeing none, public hearing part's closed. Recommendation from the town?
Planning development staff did receive a letter dated July 7th, 2014 from Sheila Siegler, the Wheatland Town Clerk. In it, they referenced the approval of the request for the comprehensive land use plan amendment at their town board meeting held on June 30th, 2014.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Skoliski to approve the comprehensive plan amendment. On the question, any last questions? Youth and governance, all those in favor say aye.
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 The committee, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we have the continuation with number 9, which is the rezoning of the same piece of property.
Rezoning request, Eric B. Rose, Wheatland. Eric B. Rose, 39900 60th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Jennifer Brown, 39900 60th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A3 Agricultural Related Manufacturing Warehousing and Marketing District to B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 95-4-219-314-0310, located in the southeast quarter of Section 31, Town of Wheatland.
All right, the petitioner is still there. With anything you want to add to the...
Jennifer stated that pretty well. We want to get rezoned so we have the ability to carry a wider array of products in our shop.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the petitioner before we ask for citizens' comments? All right. Are there anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this rezoning? Anybody that would like to speak in favor of the rezoning? It's kind of a two-step process because of, I don't know, maybe you can explain that, Ben. Why do we have to vote on it twice?
The reason that this is a two-step process on our agenda is in 2010, per the state's mandatory smart growth planning law, every community was required to adopt a long-range plan for how they wanted to see development of their neighborhoods. So as part of that, Kenosha County, in joint effort with many of the local municipalities, adopted what's known as the Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which, you know, shows us where we want to see residential growth versus industrial, so on and so forth. So with that came a ruling that this committee cannot rezone property to a zoning district unless it's in concert with that adopted long-range growth plan. So the reason this is a two-step process for the Rose property is that we first had to amend the land use plan to put it in a land use category that is representative of the B3 zoning that we need.
Right, thank you. So I've already asked for people in favor. Anybody here that would like to speak against this petition? Anybody here against the petition? Seeing none, recommendation from the town?
Planning and development staff did receive a letter dated July 7th, 2014 from Sheila Siegler, Wheatland Town Clerk. In it, they showed the approval of the aforementioned rezoning request that happened at their town board meeting on June 30th, 2014.
Okay, thank you.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Skoliski to approve the rezoning. Anybody on the question? Any last questions? Youth and governance, in favor?
Aye.
The committee members, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda then would be number 14, I guess.
Correct. Number 14 reads as follows. Conditional use permit, Oak Street number 2 LLC, Summers. Oak Street number 2 LLC, 4811 South 76th Street, Suite 211, Greenfield, Wisconsin, 53220. Owner, Joseph A. Maluka, MSI General Corporation, P.O. Box 7, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, 53066. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow an expansion of an existing cemetery for an indoor mausoleum slash office building in the I-1 Institutional District on tax parcel number 80-4-222-274-0300, located in the southeast quarter of Section 27, Town of Summers.
Thank you. The petitioner here, if you please come forward and tell us your plans.
Good evening. I'm Joe Maluka from MSI General.
Sorry about that. I'm Joe Maluka from MSI General. We're the architect, engineer, and general contractor for the project. I don't know if anybody has everybody seen the set of plans? Okay. It's basically going on the corner of 43rd Street and Highway 31, Green Bay Road. And the parcel that's being affected is about 3 acres of land. The building itself is roughly 10,800 square feet. That's comprised of roughly 7,700 square feet of crypt area. And in that area would be roughly 920 crypts. And there's about 3,000 square feet of office space. There's some general office space, there's some consultation rooms, a couple conference rooms, toilet rooms, obviously circulation around the building. The site's professionally engineered. There's stormwater management that's been approved by Kenosha County. We meet all the ordinances in the Town of Summers. We're providing roughly 68 parking stalls. The site will be professionally landscaped. And we're very excited about the project and bringing this to the Town of Summers.
Okay. Where on that is it?
Right in this area on the side screen is where this project will be developed. Stormwater pond will be kind of where my hand is right now.
Okay.
Entrance will be off the 43rd Street cul-de-sac bulb.
You said
I'm not sure if anybody has seen this, but here's a computer-generated rendering of the building.
Are the crypts going to be indoor, outdoor, or a combination of both?
Majority of them are indoor.
Okay, thank you.
The building itself is decorative masonry with some stone veneer and a combination of ephes and some plaster. Very attractive. It's got a drive-through canopy for when there is a ceremony, people can actually be dropped off and not be affected by the elements.
I think some mention was made that you're going to connect in with some of the existing roads. Have you figured out that, where you're going to connect with the existing
we
interior
have,
roads?
Correct. Just one interior road that we're going to connect to. And that's
Supervisor.
Actually shown on a site plan, grading plan.
Okay. Supervisor Skorsky.
Is that the side of the building that will face Green Bay Road?
That is not. What I showed you initially is a side that will face Green Bay Road.
This one?
That's correct.
So I'll pass it. So this very front page will face, and will this then be towards?
That is the back side, is really considered the west side.
West side, okay.
It's not a true west, true east.
No,
it's kind of angled a little bit. We wanted street presence and visibility.
So the way that the parking, or at least the way that I kind of looked at the plans, traffic will enter off of Green Bay Road and not immediately, but pretty quickly be able to take kind of a northbound turn from the southbound direction.
Actually, what we determined with the Town of Summers is for funerals, we're actually going to come in off of 142. Where the main entrance is.
Okay.
Correct. So we're not going to actually impact traffic on Granbury Road. For smaller processions, you know, 30 cars, then we'll enter off Green Bay. But they specifically asked us to come off 142.
Okay, because if I remember correctly, in that area, it's three lanes.
That is correct.
Right, so it won't be that bad.
Right.
But as you turn, then the front and the overhang there, or the covered area, will be towards Green Bay Road in general.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Any other questions for the petitioner? Before. All right. Is there anybody here in favor of the petition? Anybody here that would like to speak in favor? All right. Is there anybody here that would like to speak against this petitioner? Anybody against? All right. Seeing nobody coming forward, a recommendation from the town?
Planning development staff did receive correspondence from the clerk at the town of Summers, and it shows that they approved the request for Oak Street Number 2 LLC at their town board meeting on July 8th, 2014. There was a motion by Shantek and DeLuca, and the motion carried 5-0.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit as submitted.
I second.
Motion by Supervisor Skoleski, second by Supervisor Retzliff. On the question? Seeing none. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Members of the committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Seeing none. Motion carries. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And with that, Joe, we've got a set of conditions for you to sign relevant to the conditional use permit approved tonight.
Right.
I believe, yes, Madeline's got that.
What's that?
Do you want to ask the petitioner if they've read the conditions?
Okay. Have you read the...
Have read them, and we do have a couple of questions for Ben.
Ben?
We already voted on it, Joel.
We can reconsider.
I guess my question is more for clarification purposes than I think we all agree with this, but I
okay.
Just want to be sure before we sign something. 4B, any new cemetery, well, the cemetery has been in existence there for 50 years, so I'm trying to figure out how that applies.
Yeah, it's basically referencing that any... Is that the condition about the acreage, or...
Here.
No, 4B is just any new cemetery located on a site must contain
sure.
20 acres.
Yeah, the section you're reading under section item number 4 there is a direct excerpt from our zoning ordinance, so we automatically include all of that, but
okay.
Yes, it's not applicable to yours. Sorry.
Let's see, what else was there? On D, you're talking about the dimensions from the side yards, and is that just referring to the building, or is that referring to the whole cemetery?
That's just referring to any graves or burial lots, which won't be applicable to you again.
Okay, so that doesn't refer to the cemetery as a whole?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, your buildings meet setback per the site plan submitted.
It's just referring to the building as far as setbacks.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And in the 10-foot wide parking stalls, just what the county demands?
Yeah, that's right in our ordinance, 10 by 20.
Is there a stall count required for this building?
No.
Okay.
No.
And 10 and 11, they talk about zoning permits. Since we're already zoned for this, what's the reference to zoning permits?
You are required to pull an actual zoning permit from our office prior to construction, so the site plan will need to be finalized and building plans submitted for issuance of the zoning permit. Yeah, this is not the zoning permit. This is only the conditional use to alter and or expand the existing cemetery facility.
Okay. I mean, it's already zoned for a cemetery. It already is a cemetery.
Correct. Yeah. So. Still need a permit. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to understand. I thought maybe you meant building permit.
No, it's the same situation. We do conditional use permits for multifamily dwelling structures. They come in front of this committee and go through the same approval process, and then once completed, they still need to pull a zoning permit from my office and a building permit from the town of Summers.
Okay. I don't think we have any issues then.
No, it's very standard. We're not picking on you, trust me.
Okay, then no other questions? And you're prepared to sign?
Does it need to be signed today?
Yeah.
Correct.
Next thing on the agenda, I think certified surveys?
Correct. There's one certified survey map for the Whitaker property located in the town of Wheatland. Just bear with me one second here and we'll have the town recommendation. This is located on State Highway 83, I don't know, maybe about a quarter mile from the Racine County line in the town of Wheatland.
Is this from like last year or something?
Planning and development staff did receive town board meeting minutes from the June 23rd, 2014 Wheatland Town Board. In it, they reviewed and approved the certified survey map for the Whitaker property. William Glumbachy moved approval of the certified survey map dividing the parcel into a 10.02 acre and a 16.81 acre parcel, which meets the zoning requirements for the already present A2 zoning district. The existing driveway has a driveway easement identified on the CSM as access is limited on Highway 83, and it is necessary use of the part of the south parcel as an easement for the driveway across to the north parcel. Andrew Lois seconded, and motion carried.
I make a motion to approve the certified survey map.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Deckner, seconded by Supervisor Gable to approve the certified survey map and sign it. Anybody on the question? Any questions? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
And the committee, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm not used to this.
I never draw a big crowd.
Okay. On the agenda then, we have approval of the minutes. I think they were emailed to us.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from June 11th, 2014.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting, June 11th, 2014, by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Skoliski. Any additions or corrections? If not, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
And the committee, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Probably skip seven.
And citizens' comments. We have no citizens left. Any other business allowed by law?
The next regularly scheduled meeting for this committee will be August 13th, 2014. We currently have 7 new items on the agenda.
Did you see my email about my request? About a corporation opinion?
Yes, and I have a voicemail from Jen Kopp on my phone right now.
Okay.
I'll be calling her first thing in the morning.
Because I don't know if you... I don't know where that's going to go, so it might be early on that, but next month, I don't want, you know, that to be two people in here fighting over the old covenants. Maybe it won't get to that, but I have an opinion that if that does happen that way, I think Corporation Council should really address that more than us, because that is, seems, in my opinion, to be a whole lot of legal issues with contracts and the covenants. Now, I may be wrong, and it may be different, but that's just my opinion as I see it right now. So take that for what's worth. Thank you.
Will do. All right, thank you. Any other items? If not, motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Skaliski, second by Supervisor Decker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're all in favor of adjourning. Did that Mike Pitts call you back?
Aye.
Because he did call me.
No.